Stop presents Night's Daily Edition in English.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program in English of the RNA International, broadcasting daily from Luanda online at www.rna.au. In today's lineup, first we have the news flash, which will be followed by the guest, and today we are going to have a lady who's going to join us within some few minutes. But later on we are going to have our environment, Angolan economy. Later on you will be listening to the main news bulletin, talent of our motherland, and we are going to close these magazines with somewhere in Africa. And by the end of the program, you will be having our last news flash. Let us now move to the first news flash of the day with Carlo Joyo.
News flash. The new Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Portuguese Republic, Paulo Artur dos Santos Rangel, highlighted recently that Angola continues to be a fundamental and unavoidable priority of the new government headed by Prime Minister Luiz Montenegro. The recognition was expressed by the Portuguese minister during a telephone conversation with the head of Angolan diplomacy, Tete António, in what was his first official approach since taking office on April the 2nd of the current year. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tete António, received a few hours ago in Notchings the Indian ambassador to Angola, Vidu Nair, with whom he discussed the state of bilateral cooperation with emphasis on the political, diplomatic, economic, commercial and social domains. The two entities also discussed the reactivation of the Joint Commission and the carrying out of visits at the highest level between delegations from the two countries. In another audience, the head of the Angolan diplomacy received the ambassador of the Kingdom of Belgium in Angola, Stéphane Dupont. During the meeting also held at the headquarters building of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tete António and Stéphane Dupont analyzed the increase in bilateral relations and the need to intensify political consultations between the two countries. The reinforcement of bilateral cooperation and the alignment of common strategies dominated the meeting this week in Nouakchott, Mauritania, between the non-resident ambassador of Angola, Adam Bintou, and the Mauritanian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salen Oud Merzouk. According to a press release sent to Ngoc during the meeting, the two entities examined the state of bilateral cooperation, focusing especially on the political, diplomatic, economic, business, commercial, and social segments. The Secretary of State for Human Rights and Citizenship, Ana Soled Chanwar, announced this week in Rwanda the launch of the third edition of the National Human Rights Award, awarded by the responsible ministry. Speaking to the press, the Secretary of State said that the award aims to annually distinguish personalities and institutions that stick out in matters of promotion and protection of human rights. Angola reduced the mortality rate from malaria from 12,000 to 9,000 cases between 2022 and 2023. Despite the high number of cases registered in the same period, the Minister of Health, Silvia Lutuguta, reported this week at the end of the second ordinary meeting of the National Commission to Fight HIV, AIDS and Major Endemic Diseases, chaired by the Vice President of the Republic, Esperanza da Costa, coordinator of the border. Speaking to the press in one of the rooms of the support bodies to the Vice President of the Republic, Silvia Lutuguta stressed that challenges continue in relation to vector control and that actions to mobilize financial resources and continuous training of the sector staff. The new president of the board of directors of Primeiro de Agosto Gouveia de Sá Miranda is taking office today at the Miramar Gama Sports Complex in Luanda. Angola's national paper online learned a few hours ago. In a press release published today on Facebook, the military club invites members, fans and supporters to witness the ceremony. A local official in eastern Congo says extremist-linked rebels attacked villages over the weekend, killing at least 11 people, torching vehicles and taking possessions. The assaults, which occurred on Saturday, were confirmed by the mayor on Sunday. These rebels have been active in the border region near Uganda for some time. 9 women who had been arrested in Zimbabwe for allegedly bullying the First Lady have had the charges dropped, local media report. They were withdrawn on the instructions of First Lady Osilia Mnangagwa, the report said, citing presidential spokesperson George Charamba.
News flash. Very good. That was Carlos Julio with the latest on the news flash. Today's team is made up of Delphine Swatch and Manuel Felisberto Brinquinho on the sound control, João Paulo de Souza, the chief editor, Carlos Julio, Ignacia Gama, and I am Daniel Kekesh, your host. Let us now make and give room to some music that is going to be our first salutation. So enjoy the good music coming on the other side. Choro Decemba by Teta de Almeida.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa Angola na mokili mobima. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye bapona ekola Angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Africa, bam bere se sol na isen, luz africana em seu olhar, bam bere se sol na isen, luz africana em seu olhar, é mulher na terra mãe, venha cantar das cercanias, Deus é a Rosa Maria, bela negra sem igual, Deus é a Rosa Maria, bela negra sem igual, África. África, 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 África. Rei de Siantiela, o sábio, o santo imperador, o rico e o comandante, aprendem nela a respeitar, o rico e o comandante. Aprendem nela a respeitar. É mulher na terra mãe, venha cantar das cercanias. Deus é a Rosa Maria, bela negra sem igual. Deus é a Rosa Maria, bela negra sem igual. África, 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 África.
We are an international that connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité, l'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International, les alliés consangissa Angola na Mokili Mobima, les alliés n'ont pas cité. Contactez na www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambonyo so oyo lingoye ba pona ekula Angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Thank you. chico fica pensando, fumando se deita, debaixo de porteiro, lá na praça do Cazenga. Mano chico fica pensando, fumando se deita, debaixo de porteiro, lá na praça do Cazenga. Che, mano chico acorda, tudo e bota a mão na mingota, pra que pensar tanto, se os mamos não têm lugar. Che, mano chico acorda, tudo e bota a mão na mingota, pra que pensar tanto, se os mamos não têm lugar. Pra que pensar tanto, se os mamos não têm lugar. Mano chico não está pensando, ele está dormindo, ele está sonhando, na esperança que eu acordar.
Novos tempos virão,
na esperança que eu acordar.
Novos dias virão,
na esperança que eu acordar. Que a vida vai melhorar, que a vida vai melhorar. Que a vida vai melhorar, que a vida vai melhorar. Que a vida vai melhorar, que a vida vai melhorar. Que a vida vai melhorar, que a vida vai melhorar. Ai, que a vida vai melhorar. Ai, que a vida vai melhorar.
We are an international knock connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au.
You want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow. The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA Internacional. O sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.ao. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les allées consangissa angolana mokili mobima. Les allées n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les allées connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye bapona ekola ngola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
The guests, the politician, the artists, the scholar, all have their say.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program in English in this edition of The Guest. Of course, today we have a scholar, we have also a scientist with us, and she is, I'm not going to say the name because she's going to introduce the name. She recently received a prize from the Sirius Award, and very, very interesting. So we are going to have Madame Teresa Mangwangwa Victor here in this edition of The Guest. Madame, welcome to the program in English.
Thank you very much for the invitation, the Radio International. Thank you. And I hope all the people that are able to listen to us, they'll be able to understand English, or if you don't understand English, they probably will be able to follow up what I'm trying to say. I'm Teresa Matozu Mangwangwa Victor, scientist and engineer, PhD in chemical engineering, I've graduated from Newcastle University, so today I'm here with you guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I have already said before, we'd like to know who is Teresa Vitor exactly.
Okay. Teresa Vitor, born as a Teresa Matosu Mangwangwa. Vitor was after my marriage, so I'm now Teresa Matosu Mangwangwa Victor. I'm Angolan, like I said before, scientist, because that is what I do for living, science. And also I'm engineer because I did my PhD in chemical engineering. I left Angola when I was 13 years old, and I went first of all a scholarship to Cuba. And probably some people understand that back in the day we had students being sent to Cuba to do all the study without the parents. So I was 13 years old just by myself. And when I finished in Cuba, then I had to come back to Angola for some reasons that I'm not going to disclose here today. Then finally, in 1997, I went to England. I went to England, and then in England I started first, because I went to the scholarship from Angola government, I went to do undergrad in chemistry with chemical engineering. While I was doing my undergrad, maybe some of the stuff I'll leave it for other type of question, but I did my undergrad in England. I finished in 2001. That was a degree in chemistry with chemical engineering honors degree. So then I wanted to continue study, but at the same time I had the desire to have a family. So I was doing all things at the same time. When I did my undergrad, I had my second son. When I did my master's, I decided to do master's in sustainable chemical engineering from Newcastle University. That from 2003 to 2004, I managed to finish my master. But during the master's, my supervisor, Professor Galipa Kai, invited me to do a PhD, multidisciplinary PhD in chemical engineering, but with biotechnology, because we were trying to do some study in production of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. To be honest, Teresa Matosu, the way that they know me most in people that they studied in Cuba and then people that they studied in England, they know more me as a Teresa, is a simple human being. I can say that. Modesty one side, I'm a very humble person, easygoing person. I can deal with everyone, and I love nature. I don't like destruction of the nature. So that is me.
Okay, very good. Just I'd like to get something. I know that you could brief us in terms of your career, but something came up while you were speaking. Is exactly the English. Because first you left Angola to Cuba, and then Cuba to the UK. Yes. So this English, you learned it while in Angola, in Cuba, or just when you left the UK?
Just when I left the UK. It's a good question, because sometimes people that think that they have already, had the English background, but no. Because when I arrived to England in 1997, I didn't know any word in English, not even hello. So I had only Portuguese, which for 13 years old, I didn't have much professional Portuguese, because I left here in Angola when I was in grade 7. And then I went to Cuba, where I started again the grade 7 in Cuba. We had to learn Spanish. Yes, but thank God Spanish and the Portuguese, they are quite similar. Mm-hmm. And then it was easy for me to learn Spanish. But for some reason that I say I'm not going to disclose here, I couldn't finish my chemistry for teaching in Cuba, because I went to Enrique Jose Varona in Cuba to do chemistry for teaching, but I didn't finish. It was in the third year that I have to go. They have to send me back in Angola or bring me back in Angola. Then when I recover from everything, I decide that I wanted to do, apart from chemistry, just chemistry, I want to do chemical engineering. And then I want to be able to do something more industrialized, something bigger. Not saying that the chemistry is not bigger, but I wanted more chemistry because I was also good in that time when I was in Cuba. I was good also in maths, physics, and that's all the subjects that you need for, like we say, STEM, science, technology, maths, and the engineers. So I wanted to utilize all this knowledge. So then when I went to when I came back here in Angola, I decided that I want to go to England, but I had to put for a scholarship. So I request a scholarship from our Minister of Education. In that time, the higher education and the Minister of Education was just one ministry. And then they gave me the scholarship. So I go to England. I couldn't speak English. Mm-hmm. So I had to spend 1 year in college to learn English. Yes. Oh. And I did manage to learn English. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the university to start the course.
Oh, yes. Mm. That's great. And then we'd like to come, because we know you are an engineer, you are also, you are dealing with chemical engineering and also chemistry. Mm-hmm. Because many women, mainly when we study, they are not very much focused on maths, on physics, on chemistry, but you went there. Where did this passion come from? This interest in science and also in research came about?
Okay, that's a very good question, and I get this question all the time. Yes, the passion start, and then just here also to call all the parents, probably even you guys are here, they are parents. We parents have to help our kids to discover their passion. Mm-hmm. And I believe that my father has helped me on that sense. Because my father used to work in the factory that make polish, make perfume, make varnish. And I used to go there to his factory, and my father never discriminated me being a girl, because all started the house, the discrimination. When the house, you think that the girl first has to wash the dishes, the girl first has to clean the house, then by the time she takes the book to study, she's already tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's already tired, and this kind of subject needs concentration. So as a parent, if we don't give the same time that we give to the boys, for the girl to spend, study, and then discover and break the head, because the more you break your head, more open your head is, and the more easily you absorb the subject. So we don't give this time for the girls to do. So that's why I can say my passion came from my parents being allow me to do things that the boys also can do, because we know that science, engineer, they've been plotted as the man's world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But they were not expecting this involvement that you have today. In science, of course.
Yeah, of course they didn't plant, because this is another error that sometimes as parents we do. We choose the course for our kids. No, we should not choose course for our kids. We should guide them to choose the right one, but we should not put them, you must do this, you must be engineer, you must do this. Then maybe his talent is not there. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, they didn't plot me that I have to be scientist, or I have to be. The fact that they allow me to go to the factory and smell all that perfume, and then sometimes I used to go and ask my father that I just want to get the fruits that mm-hmm. they were fallen from the tree in the garden of the factory. But in fact, I run and I go and I look inside and see all those machines work. And that was giving me motivation, because we also have to be motivated.
Of course.
Yes. But then also, what finally, I don't like sometimes to say much about this because it breaks my heart. It also, what made me to continue research up to now, I had a brother that he suffered from epilepsy.
Okay.
My brother's passed away, but I'm still searching for cure for epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
So then my brother suffered from epilepsy, and then when I went to Cuba, I left him here already epileptic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there in Cuba, but nobody, because if you don't say what you think in your head, nobody will know what you think in your head. I never said to anybody that I left their brother that suffered from epilepsy and I want to do this and that. But in Cuba, I've selected to do chemistry when I finish my grade 9. I select to do chemistry in college, and I select to do A level, but they didn't give me that. But because I was quiet and very passionate to kids, they gave me educadora del ciclo infantil.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to do that course, I accepted because I know this: the government put me to study. I have to accept what the government gives me to
yes.
do. But at the same time, I've enrolled myself in nighttime with the Cubans to do A level. And I've chosen maths, physics, chemistry, biology, and also there was optional history because I like history as well. So then I didn't say to anybody why I'm doing this, but I knew that I've got my motivation. My motivation is I have to find a cure for my brother. So I finished my A level. That's the reason then when I came back here to Angola, I request to go back to Cuba to do chemistry. But then INAB told me that we only have back for Cuba and there's only chemistry for being a teacher. That's fine, I'll go and do chemistry for being a teacher. Mm-hmm. And that was a good choice. Finally, when I couldn't finish the Cuba for reason that I said I'm not going to disclose here, I came back here to Angola, but I didn't forget my focus. I didn't lose my focus. I didn't forget my dreams. So then that's when I decided that I'm going to England now, because England is very industrialized. I'm going to do chemistry. I'm going to do chemical engineering.
Of course.
Yeah. So I went to do chemical engineering. So that means that not my parents that they say go and do chemical or go and do chemical engineering. Just because I wanted to do, I want to find the cure for my brother. But my brother couldn't wait.
Okay.
He passed away.
Oh, sorry for that.
But I could stop when I finished my undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop when I finished my undergrad. I could stop when I finished my master's. Why I did my master's? Because when I finished my undergrad, and that time they were talking a lot about the sustainability and all about renewable energy. So then I decide, okay, because in my undergrad in England, I did my project in petroleum distillation. But then because we were already talking about sustainability, I say, okay, I'm going to go out a little bit of crude oil, of hydrocarbonates, and I'm going to focus a little bit more in sustainable technology. That's why I did sustainable chemical engineering. And if obviously, I was already old enough to choose what I want. My parents didn't choose for me anymore. And at the same time, just to say that I was also having kids. So I just everything flowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then because sustainable chemical engineering and masters gave me a chance of explore a little bit more about the engineering course. It gave me a chance more to excel and show that, yes, I can.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Then Professor Galipaka invited me for the PhD that was from the UK government. And then the PhD was in production of antibiotics. And then although my brother, what I need for my brother is for epilepsy, But being in this area of biotechnology, of chemical engineering for production of antibiotics, I thought that was a good choice for me to continue digging for the cure, for the pharmacy's goods for cure my brother.
Yeah. Well, very good explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guest, and our guest today is Teresa Mangwangwa Victor. She is an Angolan scientist. And madam, we know that you were also involved, as you could mention earlier, in terms of your research regarding to antibiotics. You could have this experience, and you had the opportunity to win a prize on that. Could you tell us about this experience and also this prize?
Yes. Like I said, this project was part of my work and the PhD that I finished in 2008, which is intensification of production of antibiotics. But in 2020, when I decided to come back to Angola after work all along in England, after I finished 2008, I started to work as a research associate and then as a process development engineer by Nutrius. So then I decided to come here to Angola. So during COVID, I started to do some more work, because sometimes when we finish a thesis, we close it and we never open it again. But I decided to open my thesis and revise it, and I managed to take a lot of things there about the material that I discovered, because I have two patents from the work that I was doing during the PhD. Okay. So then I decided to look more what this material can do. And even I proposed myself to people that this material, we can use it for capturing the microorganism, and then to grow the microorganism in this material, and then we could do the genetic study of the virus. But at the same time, I started to write papers about this material, about the production of antibiotics. Although I already had one paper in 2015 when I was still in England, so I wrote another paper, and what came up from this paper was that I've won a prize, and this prize was the first prize that I received in 2022. Because of this antibiotic results. So the paper was production and evaluation of antibiotics. In this case, the antibiotic were they were produced by Streptomyces cilicalis, which is the microorganism, and this Streptomyces cilicalis was synthesized two antibiotics. These two antibiotics, atineroid and prodiazine. But then anyone can say, well, antibiotic is something that's been discovered even in the time of a flamingo. So the first antibiotic was a penicillin. But then the thing is, as an engineer, we need to find ways to innovate, ways to improve the productivity. And that's what we came up. So we came up with this microporous reactor that can enhance the production of the antibiotic. Okay. And also we came up with a new strategy of producing the antibiotic, because we know the antibiotic is produced by liquid form in a big fermenter where there's a lot of water involved, there's a lot of consumption of energy involved. But then we came up with this something miniaturized and intensified to be able to produce the antibiotics. How we did that? With this material, because the material is microporous, the material is non-toxic, so it means that it will not be harmful for the microorganism, is inert, is also the material has a good mass and mass and heat transfer capacity. And that's something that is needed the most in the fermenter, because why people do in the fermentation a liquid form, because they know in the liquid form the heat with help of the impeller will easily be transferred to the whole thing. But then they forget that if you're growing kind of like a aerobic microorganism, you need to give them air, oxygen. And then one thing that we learn from engineering point of view and for science point of view, oxygen is impartial, soluble in water. So means that we can put a lot of oxygen, but then the microorganisms, they're not going to consume all that oxygen. So it's a waste of energy, waste of money, waste of effort. So using our material, we don't need a lot of water, because if we look at the sense that the microorganism lives in the humid soil, so excess of water is a waste of a resource, and water getting short.
Of course.
Yes. So then we use this material also, and if we look at the sense, like I just finished explaining about the oxygen transferring in water, we don't need that, because with the porous, it's like a windows. If we have a house with a window, and then the windows that we get in, the air we get into the window, and the people be here inside happy, in that sense, the people who they are, people are the microorganism. Yeah, and this microporous material is the house. And the windows or the doors are the porous. So then they'll be able to, one microorganism signal to another one. When there's a good relationship between the microorganism, good signaling, then the productivity will be enhanced. So that's, we don't see it in the liquid form. So that's why then when we wrote this paper, and the international community has concluded that this paper has a very big value for the science. And then, like in the premier series, my message was that we must have the academy and the industry must have a symbiosis relationship. Means that the academy, the industry has to be capable, for example, to absorb this technology that I'm saying. So, because academy will do it in a lab scale, miniaturized form, but the industry is the one that has to take it for scale up and for the people.
And yeah. the Sirius Award was your first one to win in Angola?
No, the first one to win in Angola of this big dimension. Yes, I can say that. Because first of all, I wasn't expect, because I know the Sirius Award is given to bankings for
companies.
A company. So I wasn't expect as me as an academic and a researcher to get this award. That's why I was very, very surprised. But then if we look for sense, all the work that I've been doing for more than two decades has made the egg in Angola. And then if it is very well absorbed, could be part of an industry, we could be part of the bank could be involved on that. If it's very well absorbed, could respond to any social issue. Because apart from the antibiotic, I have the technology for remediation of the soil, and the remediation of the soil for growing the plants, and that's part of the ODS, no? Because it's the aim of the development of a people. So it's the aim that the government comes together with the scientists to bring solution to a lot of the issue that we have there in the ODS that has to be solved. The hunger, for example, of food, more food for people, because the world population's increase.
Yes, of course.
And the world population increase, some of us with no very good practice, what we're doing is finding the easiest and the quickest way to feed this world population. But at the same time, we are killing the flora. We are killing the environment. And the conservation of the environment is also there in the ODS. So it means that we have to bring innovative projects that are able to solve the problems. And that's is what I'm trying to bring up here. And I can't do this by myself. It's impossible.
Of course.
Yes.
And how much this serious error stimulate your investigation? How deep will it help you to move forward with your research?
Yes, that's a very good question. But I believe that with this serious award, and then if we look at the environment that was there in the series, there were companies. So I believe that I was able to do some impact, and then I was able to create some networking. And then events like this, I think, is very good, because then you find people, maybe they have the same thought as you and have the same aims what you have. And then this series award, I'm still not believing it that I got it, but I'm so proud of the decision that they made, because that will help me not just to work by myself, then it will help me to others as well to know what I'm doing, and then to be able to create a team, multidisciplinary team, for us to be able to work. Even if the bank is there, that the one they've got the money. Yeah, if the industry is there, that the one they've got the money. Because the academy do a research, then I'm so proud and so glad that I was there, because that's why in my short message that I wanted to leave there was the fact that there must be a symbiosis between the academy and the industry. Because if the academy produce and it's not absorbed by the industry, everything's become under the carpet. Yes. And also the industry has to be, this is not the, when I'm talking about this, it's not just here in Angola. Because I remember when I was in England, when I start to look for job, they'll say, we need you have experience. How can I have experience if that's my first job? Mm-hmm. Somebody has to take me without experience and give me that experience. Yeah. So when I say this is symbiosis between the industry, I'm not here to criticize in Angola, no. It's for the whole world. Yeah. Because I had faced this. You need a work experience. And then after, when I went more to do my master, when you apply for a job, they'll say, you are overqualified. Huh? My God, help me.
There is no way to understand you.
Yeah, there's no way to understand. So what I'm bringing here, I don't want people to manipulate my statements and make it politically understood, think that I'm criticized, that. That's for all of us. It's for the whole world. Besides, today I'm a member of the World Research Council, so I can say, I can criticize constructively, not criticize without construction, constructively, the whole world in terms of science. And then that's what I'm saying, that we here, we have a lot of problem. Who can solve all this problem? Just research.
Okay.
Yeah.
And research plays a very great role.
Yeah.
And just as talking about research, how do you look women in Angola who are dealing with the science? Because science is really interesting. What's, in your viewpoint, Angolan women is doing in terms of science?
Okay.
How is it so far?
This question comes up more or less like what we just spoke earlier. But I can say that if I go back what I said, the fact that family sometimes don't motivate the girls to do what they want to do, and then even if they know that the daughter is already in university, but the daughter has to clean up first, wash all the dishes, clean the house before they come to university. When it comes to university, when I'm saying that, when I'm saying for the low income family, I'm not talking about the high income family that maybe they have someone that cleans for them. For the low income family, first they have to clean. Then when they come to the school or to the university, they're already tired. There's no way to perform the same way as the boy that just woke up and bathed and went. Mm-hmm. You see? So then we have to work all together as a team. We need to look more how, because the majority of the population here in Angola, they're women. So if we want to develop our country, the majority, we are treating them like this. We need to loosen up a little bit. Yeah. Let them also to do, because when it comes to science, I'm a teacher, I'm a lecturer, and I know that there are some things that I teach that girls probably they know more than boys. So it has been proved that the gender does not influence in the capability of the knowledge. Mm-hmm. But the way we treat the girls, it can be lower. So all start from the family. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Our time is moving so fast. But I'd like to come as well and try to find from you, what are the challenges you have been facing while doing your research? In Angola, are you doing any kind of research?
Yes. In Angola, because I would like to say all the time that you can do research anywhere. Yeah. First of all, you want to do the research. That's the main point. Do you want to do research? Yes. And then secondly, where's the resources for me to do the research? And then I can't really speak much about the challenge that I face here in Angola in terms of research, because I've been here in Angola since 2020. And then first thing that I was been doing here in Angola is to try to establish myself. First, try to learn the professional Portuguese, because everything that I've learned it in English and I've learned it in Spanish. So coming back here in Angola, this is one of the challenges that I've been having, but because of my open personality, I'm overcoming all this challenging. Because if I'm teaching, I tell my students, I left Angola when I was 13 years old. If I say something that you believe that is not right in Portuguese, you can correct me. I haven't been doing it. And recently they said to me, Prof, your Portuguese is improving. I was great. So proud. So mm-hmm. That's one of the challenges that I face in terms of a professional teaching here in Angola. And then if we go back to Cuba, I face a lot of challenge. I was went there was when I was only 13 years old without my parent, and I've been through a lot of ups and downs there in Cuba that I'm not going to mention here. If we go back to England, I also face a lot of challenge. But some challenge is actually builds you up. Yeah. And like I said, I'm a mother of four. I have four kids. And this is a big challenge for me, even now that I'm in Angola, and my kids, they are not here with me. I've got four kids. I've got granddaughter. My granddaughter is not here with me. So I face challenge every day. But then I try to, you know, every day let things going, you know. No planning too hard myself. I have to do this. No. And I managed to, because of my way of going, I managed to face all this challenge. But then, even at work, I face challenge. I always say...